Dave Glover Show, New Year's Eve edition, variety show. That was my man Perry Woods with live bumper music. We're going to have that all afternoon for you. Perry, how are you, my friend? Great to see you. There you go.
Living the dream, man. Living the dream.
That's right. So we have a packed show for you today. So it's me, Tony Colombo, hosting, Andrew, the American Taliban, running the board for us, and we have just an incredible long list of great people that are going to be in here today. We have a YouTube host, a MIT graduate, nice. A rocket scientist, a musician, a drummer, a singer, and a black guy. And that's all just Gabe.
That's just me.
That's just me. Scratch all of those off.
The closest thing I can come to any of that is black guy.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. My buddy Gabe Pfeiffer, who is all of those things. Yeah. I think I even left one or two things off the list.
Conservative. Yeah, no, you pretty much got it. Christian. I'm Christian.
Yes.
Yep. All that good stuff. It's awesome.
Great to see you. Thank
those
you so much.
Those things are a dime a dozen around here, so it's not.
Yeah, I know, yeah, right? It's like, this is 97.1 Studios.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Christian conservative. That's crazy.
You're bumping into crosswares all the time.
Not going to set yourself apart from anybody on this stage.
No. So what do you think about Jesus, guys? Yeah.
Before we get too far gone, tell people about your YouTube show and how people can see it.
Yes, as Tony said, I'm kind of a lot of laundry list of weird things that gives me, I think, a unique perspective. So I use that perspective to talk about religion, culture, and politics in what I hope is a sort of entertaining and informative way. About 10-minute long videos. I do a more of a deep dive into the issues of the day, even philosophical issues. You know, the underlying reasons why we believe what we believe and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of that, I try to spice it up with some pop culture references, some TV and movie drops, just to mm-hmm. either illustrate or to punctuate my statement. So
yeah.
Hopefully it's fun for you. I think it is. Tony thinks it's a blast. he's my biggest fan, by the way.
For sure.
I think it's a good way to pass a little bit of time while you're on vacation or whatever.
Yep, absolutely. No, I've said it before. My two favorite times of podcasts or YouTube shows are ones that are just completely like time wasters, no brain, just kind of, you know, just something to watch and
fail,
kill time.
Fail videos.
Or something that, like, a topic that I'm really interested in and I want to really get in the weeds, something that we can't do on radio or certainly on television when you're watching TV, you know, usually get 2 minutes. Yeah. You know, to try to make your point. Well, Gabe gets a little bit more time than that, but not too much. You know, keeps it to 10 or 15 minutes, and I think that's great stuff. Greg Warren is here as well. Thank you so much for joining us, the great comedian, St. Louisan. And Tim Convey didn't scare you off the last time we were here, and you're back in studio.
Yeah,
I really appreciate
it. Man. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
So
yeah.
What are you, I know you have some shows coming up. Tell folks about what you have going on.
Well, I'll be in St. Louis January 17th through the 20th. That'll mm-hmm. be fun. And mm-hmm. and Tim will be with me, and Sean O'Brien will be with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're doing regular shows, and then we added a family show, like a family-friendly show on mm-hmm. Sunday afternoon. It's a matinee show. We've done it a couple of times now. It's pretty fun.
Is that going to be with the kids again?
Yeah.
Like what you guys were talking about with
kids? Yeah, kids on
stage.
Talk
about that for a second, because that, I thought, was really funny, and I actually talked to my wife a little bit about that, because you told some of those kid jokes when we had this discussion last time, and, like, kids don't have the filter that adults have, and sometimes
no.
their jokes are... rougher, like the family jokes from the kids could be a little bit rougher.
Yeah,
than...
yeah. I mean, I've learned to sort of regulate most of it. I pretty much do basically my acts, you know, just my act's not that dirty anyways, but the cleanest version of my act. And those guys go up and do some, and then we bring the kids up and interview them and talk to them. And every now and then they throw a scare into us. But I've learned to head it off, you know? We did, the three of us did one a couple nights ago down in Cape Girardeau.
Yeah.
We did it during the afternoon, and You could, like, if the kid's like, yeah, my dad told me this, like, okay.
How do you filter the kids?
I don't, I mean,
hey, we need you to pre-submit these jokes before we're allowed to go on stage.
Yeah, I mean, so far we haven't had any major mishaps. But
that's awesome.
Yeah.
There was one, like, an older kid will grow up, and Greg's done a bunch of these, so he looks him dead in the eye, and he goes, now listen, you're not going to, there's a lot of kids in here, don't, and the kid kind of gets scared, and then so even if he was going to say something before, after Greg stares him down, he's like, all right, I'll keep it clean.
Yeah, well, it's I've also nice. Learned that, like, doing corporate events and dealing with, you know, openers like these idiots. Like, they'll be like, I'm clean. I'll be like, yeah.
Sean, you don't have to wait to be introduced to get your to stand up for yourself.
This is good,
go ahead.
It's like, you know,
comedians were like, yeah, I'm clean. I'll be like, dude, that was not a corporate. I didn't say the F word. That's still that you can't. That, yeah, but look at all the other things you did say. So, like, with these kids, I'll be like, I could just see by the look of, like, so there's like a gleam in their eye, and they're usually like the teenagers, and there's like a little bit of arrogance, and I'm like, all right, man, you know this is. There's kids out there, right? Oh yeah, man. Yeah, and then I'll be like, I'll whisper. No sex, no bad words. No. Let's keep the bathroom stuff to him. And be like, yeah, oh, okay. Well, oh, well, yeah. Other one. Hey,
what are you trying to do, Greg? That's half my act, man. I mean,
so Perry, you got an airborne hat on? Were you
all the way Fort Bragg, North Carolina?
Is that right, man?
325, yes, sir.
Wow, you jumped out of airplanes, huh?
Perfectly good ones.
That's how long were you in?
4 years, 91 to 95.
Man, I went to West Point for a year.
Oh my.
Yeah, one. Yeah. you're supposed to go for four. I was what they called in the Army a quitter. Actually. I don't know why I went. I was going to I really don't. I was going to Kirkwood High School, and I got the wrestling coach from West Point called me, and he recruited me to go there. And when I got there, I'm like, you know, what are all these guys marching around? Are they like in the military club or something here? Pretty much everybody's in the military club.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly what West Point is.
Yeah, here's why I think I went. I was like, the coach called me one night. He's like, hey, you know, we want you to come to West Point. And he explained, you know, I kind of knew what it was. And then the next day I was in journalism class and I was sitting next to Liz Miller. And she was overwhelmingly the most attractive girl in our school. Mm. And I said, hey, Liz, the West Point coach called me last night, and he wants me to go to school there. And she was like, that's cool. That's why. Let's be clear. I didn't. I didn't hook up with Liz.
You didn't
not even
alone.
Close.
You didn't feel
yeah, that was enough of a. That was a yeah. That's amazing,
needed.
Man. That was
well, thank you.
Yeah, we did.
Man.
We had some. We had some military guys at the show in Cape. Tim and Sean and I a couple nights ago, and I was going around. It's funny. Like, there's all these. You jumped out of airplanes. That's a pretty. Like military job to do in the military.
Noble.
But you ask around and there's like some jobs that aren't quite as military. Like, like I was like, what do you do? He's like, I ran the bowling alley. I'm like, this one guy said that. He's like, and then I asked this other guy, I go, what were you? And he's like, Navy. I was like, what'd you do in the Navy? He's like, dentist, you know. You know, I mean, that's
how did you get all those patches on your
I know. Yeah. The thing is, we all laugh.
This one's
so
for short hands.
There's dental achievements.
I mean, sure.
I laughed, but you know, you don't know what the Navy's up to. They could be deploying like a new battalion of biters, you know, they could be sending some biters out there. And if you're gonna have a lot of biters, you're gonna need to staff up on dentists. You're like, hey, Bill, you're doing a good job of biting the North Koreans, but you got to start flossing, man. Or the Navy tests a lot of stuff out. They sent some lickers out there for a while. They were just licking the enemy, and it was very effective. But the United Nations put a stop to it. They were like, hey, these are human beings. You can't just go. You can't go lick another. Man,
Sean, I asked Sean to come in to do comedy in this first segment, and he's like, I didn't know I was gonna have to follow.
Yeah,
Brandon.
I know.
He's like,
God, my mentor for pretty much who watches me all the time and who just grills anything I do, and now he's 3 feet away from me. I thought I was gonna enjoy myself. This is like being on trial right now. I'd rather be on trial and just say you're
he's
guilty
really funny,
and serve
man.
Time.
I know he is. Sean's
got
here.
You guys all are.
He's gotten really good, man.
I asked you to be.
Sean's a funny guy. guy. I don't know what he's talking about.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I just with Greg. Greg is better, so I have to call a spade a spade. I mean, well, as he should be, though.
It's not a contest.
Be,
so. Yeah.
That's very true. So one of the best things to do for this entire show. So, like I said, we're gonna have people coming and going all show long. Tim Convey's in the studio with us right now. I think Katie Fitzpatrick's somewhere.
She's
in
there.
The studio.
Yeah, she's
hanging out over there. Just as we go along here, guys, there's not enough microphones, so just, you know, like grab a mic and talk whenever you want to or can. I want everybody to participate as much as possible. I don't know where this show is going any more than anyone else does. We're going to have Jason Nelson Band. Those guys are right outside. They can come in here anytime they want if you want to start getting the band guys
in here.
They
were rehearsing. They
can't rehearse in here while we're doing the show, but they can start coming in if that's okay. And so we're going to have live music from the Jason Nelson Band coming up. We've got Dave Murray coming on a little bit later on. Tim, we're going to bury the hatchet, go into 2019 with Dave Murray. A clean slate.
I would love nothing more than to start 2019 with the tension between Dave Murray and I.
Let's try to make that happen.
Good.
All right.
I appreciate you making that happen.
That'll be at 4:20. We've got a professional wrestler, Jake Durden, coming in here, joining us in a little bit. We've got a professional fisherman, Mike Marfeld, coming in here to join us in a little bit. Folks from all walks of life for the next few hours. So just keep it right here. And also, great way to watch this show is on YouTube. We have the cameras on. I should have probably warned everybody that before we
started.
Yeah,
that would have been nice, buddy.
It's not.
Goodness gracious.
How long have I been touching myself? Oh, man.
Thought I was safe with my pants off in the radio studio. So, YouTube, go to FM News Talk 97.1. Page on YouTube. You just search the radio station. First thing will pop up. Say live now. We're going to keep the cameras on the whole show. They can only hear you when we're live on the radio. No. They can see you when we're at commercial, but they can't hear you when we're at commercial. So just something for everybody in the room there that they can only see you when we're at commercial.
We don't have to be FCC compliant during the breaks.
But on the air, we do, for sure.
Yes, please.
I mentioned Sean O'Brien. He is here. Sean has only a few minutes because he's got to get to the Funny Bone tonight, correct?
That's right.
Talk about what you've got going on tonight and how people can follow you and come out and see you.
Sure, sure. So, basically, I work at the Funny Bone. I'm a comic, and I'm also an employee sometimes. So, that's one of the reasons I have to get out of here, to be honest, at some point. Social media stuff is at this Sean O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
I went with that one because
like
there's about 38,000 Sean O'Brien combinations. And so, at this Sean O'Brien was still available.
So, I went to tag you when I promoted this show on Twitter, and I found that to be the truth.
Yeah,
like
you
Twitter search Sean O'Brien, and I'm like clicking on every possible little thumbnail that could be you.
Right, the two big ones. There's a poet, and there's a rugby player. And
well,
I've
you're
had
kind
a
of a combination.
Like,
of those.
Are you the rugby guy? I'm like, yeah, I'm the rugby. I'm 6'1". I'm 280 pounds. I'm just a fat slob. Don't think I would fit in. I can't even lift 100 pounds. So yeah, that's why I went with Sean O'Brien. So yeah, I'm gonna tell you a couple stories about my
please
my family.
Do. We only have you for a few minutes.
My dad lives in Rochester, New York, and I don't get to see him as much, so I just talk to him like couple times a week, which is painful because he just tees off with things that make. A week ago, my dad asked me what channel Netflix is on. That was a question he was certain. He's like, Sean, this is ridiculous. It's broken. It's like, not broken at all. You got to pay for a service. He's like, well, fix it. I get HDMI 1, but I'm pretty sure you have no idea what that means based on that idiotic question. And he's so literal. He goes, what's a HDMI? That's right. He just said the word HDMI. Like, I just stopped using the English language. So it's like, but that's kind of who my father is. Like, once 1985 showed up, he's like, I'm done. I don't need anything. I got a van, a landline, a pager. I'm fine, you know?
A pager.
So my brother and I try to get him on the internet. This was literally a few months ago, and we tried to get him on Amazon for shopping, because he can't get around much. So I was like, yeah, go on Amazon. It's easy. It'll bring everything to the front porch. You have to leave. So he tried. He went on. He couldn't even log in, figure it out. So now in his mind, Amazon's just a garbage website. He's like, I'm not going on that thing. It's I don't like it. And I've been talking to people. It's not looking good for that company, for Amazon. Yeah, richest guy on the planet owns it. But please go on. So I was like, Dad, this is so stupid. Stop. Let's just go on Amazon. Literally, just let's go on. You can just name anything in the world consumers use every day, and they'll bring it right to the front porch. Like literally anything. It's that simple. And he's like, well. Fine. He's like, can you get gas? Yeah, fuel. Like he found the one thing in the world that's not on that website. It's like, no, you can't have a drum of fuel dropped off to the front porch, you madman. Mobile, I don't know. Like, there's weird about that. As if the rest of the world. Just play solitaire. It's a safer bet. So. But he made me, and I'm no picnic. I'm not making kids. The closest I have to kid, I have a dog I just got. I love this guy. I got, it was in the end of May, I went to the Humane Society here in St. Louis to just look at a dog. And that's code for you're buying a dog. No one has that willpower to sit there and look at these 50 animals like in this Alcatraz camp. It's absolutely devastating. You want to take them all. But I locked eyes with this one. He was just kind of this mush-faced, yellow lab type looking dog. And I'm like, oh, he looks cool. Filled out the paperwork, super excited. I swear to God, I didn't think to ask what the exact breed of the dog was. I was leaving, I'm like, oh yeah, sorry, what exactly, what's my guy? Swear to God, she goes, that, your guy is an English Mastiff / Great Dane. That should be illegal. I mean, I think you at least need a permit for that. I don't know, am I just supposed to take him to Wyoming every 2 weeks and just let him run wild? And I was like, yeah, I don't know if you saw my application. It said I live in an apartment D, not Grant's Farm. Are you kidding me? This is a circus. And the problem is he eats. I mean, he's huge. First off, he was 31 pounds May 25th. Today he's 125 pounds. So it looks like he ate himself twice, basically. And that's all he does. He just eats everything. He eats everything in my whole place. He actually ate my blinds. Literally ate my blinds. That's right. I started my morning. I had 20 vertical blinds. I got home. I had 7. He just dusted off a baker's dozen of blinds. And I don't mean he chewed them up and he spit them out. Like, he literally ate the blinds. Like, after his fourth blind, he's like, you know what? These aren't that bad. I don't know why you just don't put them in the bowl with the rest of the food instead of dangling these bacon strips from the window. Criminal. And, of course, got rookie move on my part. I can't eat anything. Like, you own a dog, you can't eat anything. Nothing. All bets are off, right? I can't even so much as go to my bathroom and brush my teeth. And, oh, who's right there? What do we have? Is that Aquafresh? I'll take a squirt. Just put it on the ground. Is that, pass that dental floss. I got to get the blinds out. So this actually works out. But my move is I'll walk them as much as I can. And I take them right up to Creve-Coeur Park. Beautiful park, right? I love that place. I've been going there for 10 years. Now, this is true. So I moved here in 06. I've been going to that park since 06 by myself. I don't so much as get a hello from a human being when I'm alone. Yet I bring this monster on the first day, and you would think I'm walking around with Ozzy Smith. Like, literally, kids in the woods who are missing show up for pictures all of a sudden. Like, oh, what is that, a Thundercat? Is this legal? Or should we just return him to the zoo? So, all right, guys, I'm Sean O'Brien. Thanks That's for letting awesome. Me on today, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Sean O'Brien, that was absolutely awesome.
I need some water, man. Oh, my God.
More Dave Glover Show, New Year's Eve special. Jason Nelson Band coming in for some live music. Perry Woods playing us to break. It's FM News Talk 97.1. All right, welcome back to the Dave Glover Show New Year's Eve special. That's Perry Woods providing us live bumper music throughout this entire show. Jason Nelson Band just left the room. If you want to hear all of those songs, all those live performances again. Also, we started off the show with live comedy from Sean O'Brien. You can go back and you can listen to this show and all the other shows here on FM News Talk 97.1 anytime you want. You can go to our website, 971talk.com, and you can click on podcast. You'll see all of the shows right there. You can download the podcast for free right off of our website. You can also, what I think is even easier and super cool is download the radio.com app. Just find a mic and grab some headphones, Tim. You're making me nervous.
Sorry.
radio.com app. Favorite the radio station, FM News Talk 97.1. Click of a button right there on your phone or device or whatever. You can download all the podcasts of all the different shows and listen to them right there on your phone. So if you missed anything from today or you want to hear it again, just go download the podcast when the show is over. Also, don't forget, we are live right now on YouTube. We got the webcams on, so you can go and follow the search the station on YouTube, and we'll pop up right there. You'll see the little live now thumbnail. Click it, and you'll be able to watch the show live on YouTube as well. Right now, joining us on the phone, do we have him? Do we have Dave Murray?
Of course.
Hey, all right.
Hello, Dave.
The kids are in control.
Dave, I don't know if you've been listening or watching or anything, but yeah, you need to bring some adult supervision.
forget that.
What's been going on here today? We've got comedian Greg Warren in studio, nice enough to be a part of this entire show. Mike Marfell has joined us, professional fisherman. He's hanging out as well. Katie from the Annie Fry Show is here. Tim Convey still here. Gabe Pfeiffer, aka St. John the Philosopher.
Tim.
We're going to get to that. Yeah. My buddy Perry Woods is in the studio as well.
Tense, man.
So, yeah, before we get into the forecast, Dave, we're going to go in. We're 2019, we're going to just start from scratch with Tim Convey and Dave Murray, and we're going to.
Oh, absolutely. I know he and Mark have a thing now, and, you know, that's
we're in a good place now. I don't know that we've ever directly addressed
that.
You and Dave or you and Mark?
Yeah, you think you're in a good place.
No, we are.
No, absolutely. I think we solved all that many months ago.
We did. Yeah, it was an important lesson for me in radio. That day
and in life.
Yeah, I didn't sleep for 3 weeks after that.
I will say it will always be one of my favorite radio stories to tell.
I picked the wrong guy to have a radio rivalry with, you know? What I mean, like, Dave Murray is beloved, so people see me and they bring up Dave Murray, and I'm like, I can do nothing but apologize because people love Dave Murray. They're like, what kind of monster has an issue with Dave Murray? I'm like, I know. I guess it was my fault. I shouldn't have talked to him.
Oh, it was clearly your fault.
Clearly. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
Well, I'm glad we've moved past it, Dave.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially now with the new year. That's all gone. That's all over.
2018, Dave, obviously the year that you retired from television.
Yep.
You're a few months into your retirement now.
I am.
How are you feeling? Do you miss television even a little bit?
Not a lick.
That good for you.
I got to tell you.
That's awesome.
People are saying, yeah, sure. No, in fact, my wife is just amazed. You have to remember, for 42 years, it was weird schedules. And for the most part, other than the 3 years at Good Morning America, which was an even weirder schedule of getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning and going to bed at 7 o'clock at night. Otherwise, those 42 years, it was all nighttime, Monday through Friday, six weekends out of the year, doing some weekend work. Obviously, the storms, it doesn't matter what time it is. But, you know, my wife and my kid growing up at the time, who's fully grown now and 36 years old, they were home alone at night. Mm-hmm. And things that it's hard for folks to understand, but Monday through Friday, there was nothing that went on at night, and a Friday night in particular. Mm-hmm. It was just work. It was work. And it's beautiful now. It's beautiful
to be home
at night.
And I know that you have a true interest and love for, you know, watching weather patterns and
yep.
doing forecasts, like, not joking. Like, I know that you're into that, and
oh, yeah.
you continue to do that for us here on the radio station. And
right.
you have your Facebook page, which I have used over and over again whenever I need to look at the forecast. It's like my go-to spot. So you're still working with the Cardinals
as the baseball season kicks into gear.
Yeah.
There's some other contracts I've kept. It's very easy. I've given up television weather. I have definitely not given up weather.
Yeah, I got stopped at my kid's doctor a month or so ago, right the week that you were doing the winter forecast. And one of the nurses came in, and she, you know, she knew me, and she knew that you're on the Dave Glover show with us. And, you know, she was like, my, you know, we were so worried that now we're not going to get the seasonal forecasts. And I was like, oh, contraire. You will get the winter forecast. You'll get it on the Dave Glover show. You could go to Dave's Facebook page. It's all right there. So people that, you know, have gotten used to getting that from you and trust you to tell them, you know, those long-term forecasts and also what's just happening on a daily basis. It's all still there on Facebook and here on 97.1. Yeah. So that's great stuff. So
good.
For folks that are going out tonight, obviously it's a big night for going out and celebrating. Sure. A lot of people are going to be driving. A lot of people are going to be driving late tonight. It's been raining pretty much all day long. What's the rest of the night and then into tomorrow look like?
Yeah, we're in good shape. The rain is kicking to the east now. It will be cloudy. It will be kind of cold. It'll be a little bit breezy. But for evening plans, temperatures in the 30s. At midnight, it's probably about 33, 34 degrees, but it's dry. That's the good thing. Tomorrow is still kind of cloudy more than anything else. It's a dry day in the 30s. Dry again on Wednesday, back to work for a lot of folks, 35, so it's kind of cold. Next storm system is still out in the Pacific right now. It will kind of spin itself together in the Four Corners region of the desert southwest. It's a southern storm. Comes at us on Thursday. Thursday's mainly a cold rain, but there's going to be those big, sloppy, hamster-sized snowflakes around from time to time. 39 for the high on Thursday. I do think it will kick over to all snow for a few hours anyway, late Thursday night. Right now thinking an inch or less accumulation, and then still kind of a mix of rain and wet snow around on Friday morning, and then that will kick out. Now, I mentioned that it's still out in the Pacific. A lot of fine-tuning gets put into this thing once it makes contact with the United States. So we've got a little time to go. Nothing to worry about tonight. Nothing to worry about tomorrow. Nothing to worry about on Wednesday.
Very good. And anybody in the room has questions or anything for Dave, feel free to hop in. I wanted to ask you if it seems like there's been a lot of real weird weather over the last couple of years. Are weather patterns changing as much? And I don't want to get into... Unless you want to get into the reasons why, you know, but is it a fact that weather patterns are changing? We're seeing more flooding, more storms, anything like than we have in the past, or is it just?
You know, I'm not convinced we're seeing more of anything, because if you go back into the 20s and the 30s, the 50s, the 70s. It was pretty wild across this country. And then things calmed down a little bit in the 80s and the 90s, and I think we're just getting back into an active pattern. One thing, as a retired guy now, and I do like to watch nightly news. I don't watch much of local news anymore. But weather has become such a hot topic on national news, and it leads more times than not. And everything is played out to be a major storm. Unbelievable weather. The hype has been just driving me crazy because it's like, it's raining. It's snowing. it's the first of the year, you know? It's like the end of the world is coming, and it's not. Now, when it snows and there's heavy rains and there's flooding, sure, it causes problems. One thing that I think is definitely happening, we are... our population is growing so quickly, and we're building in places we just shouldn't be building. And that happens with the wildfires out west. It happens with the flooding, with hurricanes, with almost any kind of weather event you can come up with. The reason people are being affected more by these big storms, this active weather pattern, is we're probably in places we shouldn't be. And haven't been for a long, long time, but now people are expanding into the fire zones out in the western United States. They continue to expand into the hurricane zones, bigger buildings, bigger houses. And you see it again on the news with hurricanes. Yeah, we're going to build. And you see it with flooding. Yeah, we're going back to the floodplain, and we're going to build again there, just because, you know, most of the time it's beautiful. Other than the, you know, the 20 days were flooded.
right. And you know what? To that point, I'll never forget, about 10 years ago, I was at a radio station remote, and I was standing with one of our engineers, and it was out in, like, the Newtown area. You know, that not in Newtown, but, you know, that part of St. Charles County over there. And we're getting set up for this broadcast, and my engineer sort of stops, and he just kind of quietly looks all around, And I was like, what's going on? And he goes, I just don't think I've ever stood in a place where I can see levees in every direction that I look. It's like we're in a cereal bowl right now, and I don't know that it's a good idea to be building houses here. And I know that
the levees get taller, they get bigger, they get longer, and that, you know, the flooding issues, just not in the St. Louis area, but around the country, is, you know, cities and towns are spending money building levees, but there are some towns that can't afford to do that, and the state doesn't do it. And so what happens is we squeeze these rivers. It's much like putting all the water into a funnel. And then once you get that river gets to the point where there is no levee, well, guess what? It's going to town.
Right.
Because it's got to spread. And then it tries to capture itself back in again. And that's, you know, that's been going on for a long, long time.
Got just a couple minutes left before we let you go. Can you sort of quickly revisit the January and February part of your winter forecast, and if there's been any changes to them, sort of updated, just so people can kind of know what to expect as we start the new year?
Yeah, we've had a fair amount of snow so far this winter season. We're close to 7 inches, most of that in the month of November. We didn't have a lot in December. We had a little bit. I think December, probably, though it was a cold month, a little bit warmer than I thought it might be, but still a true winter's month. And January looks like we will get into a nice thaw for a while, maybe even an extended thaw. But there's going to also be some really cold weather in January. And February looks like it could be the coldest month of the winter season. And that obviously opens the door to the questions of snow. But I think we're going to be so cold in January that it's more of a dry flow, and I think snowfall will be limited in the month of February.
And February being the coldest month is not necessarily atypical, right? I mean, it seems like
people
think that once we get to February, you kind of feel like, okay, it's been cold for a few months, we're getting close, we're about out of the weeds, but that's not usually the case.
No, we're not out of it until like the first week of April. There's a lot of winter to come. Now obviously in March it gets better and better. Thunderstorms come into play, but we've seen some opening days where it has snowed.
Sure.
We've seen some opening days where it's been in the 30s and not your baseball weather, but St. Louis, we don't really turn the hardcore corner into spring until the middle of April.
Very good. All right, Dave Murray, thank you so much for your time today.
Happy New Year,
Happy
everybody.
Happy New Year, and thanks, we look
Dave.
Forward to a fun 2019 with you here joining us on the radio station. Thanks so much for everything you do for us, Dave.
Thank you, guys.
All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. When we get back, we have Mike Marfell, the professional fisherman, who says he's not a professional fisherman, but he is.
He's a catcherman.
He's a catcherman. That's right. That's right. We're going to talk to Mike. We're going to do a little Ask a Professional Fisherman, and we have got lots more to come. Don't go anywhere. It is the Dave Glover Show New Year's Eve Variety Show Special. Thank you so much for joining us here on FM News Talk 97.1. That is live bumper music from Perry Woods on FM News Talk 97.1, Dave Glover Show New Year's Eve Special. Tony Colombo in for Dave today. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully we are giving you some entertainment as you get ready for whatever your New Year's Eve festivities are. We've had comedian Sean O'Brien in studio giving us a live set here on the radio, which I know is a difficult thing. Actually, I want to talk about that a little bit in a second. Tim Convey been here for a big part of the show. Jason Nelson Band playing live music for us. And we are rolling on with more great guests. Oh, Dave Murray joined us just a few minutes ago. We have Mark Close coming up at the beginning of next hour, going to give us a little New Year's Eve version of Close's Corner Also, professional wrestler Jake Durden is going to be in studio. That is going to be a mess. Jake is.
It's nice.
Jake is.
I see the cauliflower six, on this guy's ears. 9. Like,
yeah.
Greg,
yeah. Greg was a wrestler. Yeah. Jake is 6'9". And if you guys are familiar with Bruiser Brody, that's the best sort of imagery I can give you for what's about to happen in this studio when Jake Durden gets here. We're going to have my buddy Dennis Farrell, who hosts the Wrestling Perspective podcast, one of the top sports podcasts on iTunes and other places as far as total downloads of the podcast. Wrestling Perspective, very successful. He's going to join us on the phone while Jake is here to sort of help us get through that interview, because he knows how to talk to wrestlers. Maybe Greg can also sort of tap into his past when Jake gets here as well. Greg Warren is who I'm talking about, comedian Greg Warren. Also in studio with us, Gabe Pfeiffer, host of the St. John the Philosopher YouTube show. Of course, Perry Woods is here. Katie Fitzpatrick from the Annie Fry Show.
Kay Fitz.
Andrew, the American Taliban, in studio. Professional fisherman Mike Marfell in studio as well. Pseudo professional, semi professional. If you do something and you get paid, mm-hmm. you're a professional.
Yeah,
and
I've done a lot of it without getting paid. Too,
I've done some of that.
You've gotten paid for a lot more fishing than I've gotten paid.
Well, hey man, when I was right coming in, I heard those guys talking about living in
right
living
on
in
the
their van.
There you go. Yeah,
that was me. Right, sleeping in my Suburban. Right, you know.
When we have, like, Mike's in here now, he's going to be joining us for the rest of the show. Greg Warren, like I said, is here. We're going to have Jake Durden here. If you got questions for any of these guys, if you want to ask Mike about fishing, if you want to ask Jake about wrestling, if you want to ask Greg questions about his career, if you just want to say hi to Tony, you know, that's fine too. you can always call us 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. Follow me on Twitter. I am watching Twitter as the show goes on here at TonyColombo971. And don't forget, you can also just go to YouTube right now. Search FM News Talk 97.1, and we are live on YouTube. The cameras are on in the studio, so you can watch us that way as well and see what's happening in studio as we go forward here. I wanted to, promoting Sean earlier, especially at the beginning of the show like that, to start everything off. Greg, I had talked to Tim Convey 2 months ago when I had the idea of doing this like variety show tonight. And the two things that I really wanted was live comedy and live music. And then I wanted to fill it in with just random off-the-wall professional fisherman.
Thank you. I like being off-the-wall.
Professional wrestler. You know, just fill it in. But like the two anchors.
I would have started with the fisherman. I think that's where you, I think that's that's the building block of any radio show. And then you fill it in after
that's
that.
That's a great point.
We have different
where
styles.
Where were you when I was putting this together? Yeah. Where were you
when I start a New Year's show, you start with a fisherman.
See, I should have had you in my show planning meeting, not Tim Convey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I asked Tim first. Because he's a buddy, he's part of the show, you know, he's on all the time. And you know, he's very good at stand-up comedy. And I said, do you want to do a set? And he was like, you know, in a radio studio like that, where there's only a handful of people, you don't have that audience to feed off of. He's like, I don't want to do it. It's too awkward for me. I don't think I can do my act without getting that vibe, that feedback from the audience. And, you know, Sean was nice enough to come in and do it.
Did a fantastic
job. And he nailed it.
Yeah, it was great.
He was hilarious. You could go back. You can do this with all Dave Glover show, every show on this radio station. You can go back and download the podcast absolutely free. Go to the website or go to the radio.com app. And so if you miss Sean's set at the very beginning of this show, definitely podcast it. Go back and listen to it. It's really good. We're actually going to also replay it at the top of the 6 o'clock hour, so you can just listen then as well. But he nailed it. But even he, before we went on the air, made a comment about, you know, like, so there's like four dudes in the room and I'm supposed to make everybody laugh. Like, talk about the difficulty of that. And like, you know, stand-up comedy on the radio is not really,
you know, when you've failed on so many different levels, as I have.
I don't know why you're taking shots at me now.
No, honestly, me. I was saying me. I mean, I've failed in so many different places that I've become immune to some
of it
now.
Well, isn't that what being a stand-up is?
Yeah, I mean I'm looking at like
out
this,
there and bomb. That's just it.
This studio, and there's, you know, not including me, there's six people in here. And when I was living in New York, like on a Tuesday night at Dangerfields, there were a couple places where there were like four people. and sometimes they were terrible, and sometimes it was the right four people. So,
right.
Moving to New York really sort of, I moved there late in my career, but it really kind of got me doing, I got used to doing comedy anywhere. Mm-hmm. So when I would go up to do like a TV set or something, it really was better because I was like, okay. The first time you do TV, it's horribly unnatural.
Right.
It's light. The audience is lit, which you're not used to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a giant camera in between you and the audience, and you're just uncomfortable on a level that you didn't know you would be uncomfortable. And so, right.
This camera's tiny and I'm uncomfortable.
Man, it was interesting. That guy, I was thinking that guy that was, one of the band members was talking about his son wanted to play bass.
And he tried to teach him, and he
wouldn't learn from his dad.
Yeah,
my kids won't listen to me.
Nobody, especially teenagers, like they will not. I like to go hit baseballs. The saddest thing for me that happened in 2019 was Tower T shut down.
Yeah,
That's where I would go hit baseballs all the time over there. And I'm 50, so and I go by myself, so I'll like go, and you know there's guys my age there. But their kids are in the cage.
Right, right.
And you know, it's so like some dad my age, and he's yelling at his teenage kid, telling him what to do, you know.
Choke him on the bat.
The kid's a teenager, right?
Right.
So he's not going to listen to his dad. But no. I mean, I'm 50, you know, I listen. I mean, these guys, they know a lot about baseball, actually. Mm-hmm. You know? They're like, get your bat back. I'm like, that's pretty good.
Okay.
You know anything about talking to girls? struggling with that a little bit.
You want to be my dad, too?
Same thing. Keep the bat back.
I get a little too into it. You know, he's like, you're not trying. I'm like, I am trying. I'm doing the best I can. I'm not talking. You never talk to me. You're always talking to him. I hate you. I'm going to my room. It is. Stand up's a weird thing. You know, it's just this thing where it's, you know, it's best when there's a lot of people sitting tightly together in a dark room and they're not talking. But it didn't start like that.
Right.
A buddy of mine reminds me of that a lot when I'm like, man, this place was not perfect for it. We get spoiled as comics. Like it started with Lenny Bruce, you know, in the East Village or whatever, and there's people talking and they're eating or they're clinking glasses. So we get really spoiled with comedy clubs.
Yep. Yep. How important is that vibe? Like how much can I'm lucky enough to have been on stage and know what it's like to get that electricity from a crowd, and it's addicting, and it can be the most thrilling. It can feel great, and you're like, this is awesome. I want to go do this again. But at the same time, if it doesn't go well, it's like the worst thing in the world that could happen to you. Is it the same for stand-up comedian? Like,
is
the crowd everything to you when you're up on stage?
No, you can't make that. I mean, it's funny. Like, it's now... I'll remember the insanely good crowds and the insanely bad crowds. But after that, it's like you're working on your craft, you're working on your material. Mm-hmm. So some guy like the opening act could be like, "Crowd's pretty good." I'd be like, "I don't care." I want to make them laugh, and eventually, I've learned a lot of tricks. Like, and I've failed in a lot of different places, so including on television, including like you know on the radio, like wherever. So I've learned a lot of tricks, and I've kind of said to myself, like, if the tricks don't work, like in an hour set, if I can't get them, or then
they suck.
It was never going to happen. You know, I usually know how to get them. Now, if it's like a 5-minute set on TV or a five, like that can be tricky because you just don't have time to get them sometimes.
Right.
But you can't build the premise. I mean, that's pretty short.
It's
got to be tougher than 15. I mean, as far as doing comedy, I would think.
Right. I mean, it's usually
because if you miss, you just miss. It's over.
Yeah. You're used to doing.
You don't miss much. I watched a lot of your clips. You don't miss much.
So somebody's out there gathering a bunch of clips right now. Well, hey, he does.
Best of albums.
Yeah, let me send you these.
Somebody tweeted me earlier and asked to ask you if Last Comic Standing was good or bad for stand-up comics. What do you think about that?
That's a great question. I mean, I did it twice.
Yeah.
Like, I got to the semifinals.
My guess is that's why they asked you.
Yeah.
You're smart, Tony.
Yeah, man. This guy's good. Jeez. Yeah, he's right on it, man. I'm a half a step slow. No, I did it twice. And what's good about it is it's on at 8 o'clock on network television.
Right.
And the viewership is through the roof.
Right.
Exposure
is huge.
It is reality television, and they can sort of do what they want with your set. You know, like somebody's like, "Why don't you do that one joke?" I'm like, "I did do that one joke," or you know, and they didn't air it. Or,
right.
It was a generally positive experience. You want everything to be perfect when you're a comedian. The last time I did it, I thought I could win, and I didn't. I don't know.
It's
got to
be a little political. I can't help but think.
I don't know about political, but it didn't work out. And right. I hate to make excuses. There were comics that night that had a better set than I did.
Well,
but
yeah,
there were some. You know, I took some advice that I shouldn't have. Like they kind of talked you into doing certain sets, but so I let that get to me a little bit more than I should.
Is it part of the reality show aspect?
And
producers and directors. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But
dang producers.
But man, yeah. There's other stuff I've done on TV that I was way more proud of. But you know, it came on at 11 o'clock or whatever. So not what they saw. So people, people are like, "I saw you on Last Comic Standing." Like,
Did you see everything?
All right, we need to take another break. We have a whole nother live hour of the show, and then at 6 o'clock, we're going to replay some of the best of this New Year's Eve special. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the Dave Glover Show New Year's Eve special. Don't go anywhere. It's FM News Talk 97.1. Let that go for a second. Just keep going. Just keep going. Perry Woods, ladies and gentlemen. Little live bumper music today for you. The Dave Glover Show New Year's Eve special variety show, if you will. 2 hours down, one more live hour to go. Don't forget, you can join us on YouTube. Just search the radio station, FM News Talk 97.1 on YouTube. We have the cameras on in here, and you can watch us live in the studio. Comedian Greg Warren is in studio with us. Gabe Pfeiffer, a.k.a. St. John the Philosopher, the St. John the Philosopher YouTube show is in the studio as well. Mike Marfell, professional fisherman, is here. Perry Woods, of course, is here. We've had great live music, live comedy. Dave Murray's evening forecast, as well as a look forward to 2019. If you missed any of today's show, you can always download the podcast off our website or the radio.com app, and you could go back and listen to any of it again. At 6 o'clock, from 6 to 7 today, we're going to replay the stand-up comedy from Sean O'Brien. We're also going to play back some of the live music from the Jason Nelson Band. So keep it here until 7 o'clock as we get you ready for your New Year's Eve festivities. And joining us now on the phone, the most difficult of all of the guests to book today. Even Greg thinks that's funny. Mark Close joining us on the phone for a little New Year's Eve Close's Corner. What's up, Mark?
Happy New Year, boys.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. How's it going?
It's doing great, man. I'm actually looking forward to coming back on. When are we coming back? Wednesday. I'm looking forward to coming back on Wednesday. So, just
how has your how's your break been? How was Christmas? You doing anything cool tonight? What's it been like since you've been gone?
Yeah.
No,
it's been great. Just kind of hanging out, and we're gonna head down with some friends and have some dinner. I think we're gonna go down to the casino, River City, down there, and just have a little dinner, and maybe, you know, do some big betting, hit the slots, maybe the craps. You know, I'm taking $10. I'm going all out. We're going to get down pretty big time. So yeah, just doing that, and hanging out, and having a great time, and listening to you guys off and on and stuff. You had an array of individuals in working, and yeah, big Yeah, big group. And so that's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, it's been a little bit crazy. I could totally see you sitting there at a penny slot for like 4 hours. Yeah. And like you try to get up to go to the bathroom and come back and you're yelling, this is my machine. Like
he's that guy.
The last time we went down, I hadn't played in a long time. So, of course, we went in and played the penny slots. And Fern and I are in there. We're playing. And I put it in, all of a sudden things start to ding and just going nuts and lighting up and buzzing. I'm thinking, this is it, baby, this is it. So I, you know, called over one of the slot attendants, and I'm like, hey, we're kind of new to this. Can you tell us what happened? She goes, yes, congratulations. You just won 27 cents. So it was a big night. Big night for the closing.
Hey, fill out some tax forms on that, Mark.
We took our winnings home and got a quarter of a big gulp. So it worked out.
Mark, are you a dress-up guy or a sweatpants guy when it comes to the casino?
I think it's a new law now that you have to wear sweatpants.
You unknowingly touched a nerve there.
I bet Mark wears
sweatpants. Oh, you did it on purpose? Yeah.
I poked at that
poked
nerve.
The bear, there you go, yeah. He's anti-sweatpants all the way.
It's just, they always show the TV commercials, and it's these, you know, great-looking women in the little black dresses and these guys in these, you know, $1,200 Armani suits, and it's like, the best dressed guys down there are the people who park your cars. I mean,
there's no people else with the oxygen tank on the commercials.
Exactly. But we played the penny slots and got free coffee and soda, so it was a hell of a night for us.
Mark's line is, if you wear sweatpants in public, you've given up on life.
That's it.
If they're good sweatpants, they got pockets, though.
Yeah.
That's right. Good sweatpants. That's right. I'm a big sweatpants guy.
Put them on, get in your car, and ride. Just drive right to Kudus and let them take you over there. Lay you out.
All right, Danny-O, take it away. New Year's Eve edition of Closest Corner. It's all you.
Thank you. It's brought to you by Schnucks. And we were at Schnucks today, and man, the place was all rocking. So start your new year 2019. Go and buy Schnucks and hook up with the app and save yourself really big money. All right. I thought, since it is the final day of the year, I have some New Year's resolutions that I want to pass along. First, super serve our customers. Did I ever mention that to you, Tony? Our listeners are like customers.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
And we need to super serve them. That being said, I have a special guest lined up for 2019 that's going to bring in two other special guests. This will be the last time I invite anybody into the studio. That's one of my resolutions. That's over. This is still the statute of limitations. This happened last year. I'm finally going to get them in this year, but they got a couple of special guests that are coming with them. So that is going to be a big, big time. We'll tell you more about that.
No, you're not going to even tell us who they are?
Oh, no, no.
Oh,
no, no,
okay.
I'm not even going to, until they actually show up, and all of you, you're just going to be...
Did I miss it, or was he, sounded like he was setting it up, right?
What a chip, man. Oh, no.
I'm not a professional, but it sounded that way.
Who said I was a professional?
No, it's another...
Apparently you are. Now I got to listen next week, man.
It's another rando from one of his remotes, you know.
I got to be more frugal. I got to save more money than I have in the past.
Wait, be more frugal?
More frugal than I have been.
Is that possible?
No kidding.
2019, we will see the difference in the money that I save.
You're
and it's going to be...
Squeezing it's blood from a stone there, Mark.
If anybody can do it. Don't sweat the small stuff. Words that I live by. eat more eggs. Be less sensitive to my coworkers. I've been overly sensitive to my coworkers. I think that's hurt me in
have
the long
you?
Run. That goes away.
That's interesting.
I don't know. That don't makes sugar. A great radio. That might run roughshod over your serve the customers, because I think everybody likes that.
Let's see. Don't be too wrapped up in the facts. You know, I before I do anything on the air, I always back it up with facts, so I'm going to start.
Everybody ought to see
facts have never gotten in your way.
Everybody ought to see Tony's face when he said that.
I'm going to start taking more credit for the good things I do, like the gifts and the food that I give out throughout the building. It's time, I think, that I start, you know.
That you take from other people?
and give more credit due to myself.
We're going to see more signs. There are going to be signs around.
I'm going to back
close
off
as cakes
prep.
With a K.
Back off the show prep. Not show as prep, much yeah. show prep, eh?
Yes. And okay. I mean, you know, we go on a three. I get there, what? quarter till the show prep starts, that's over with. I'm showing up.
Right?
There's just too much show prep. And my final thing for 2019, and I've been reading about this, you know what an influencer is, right?
I do.
Someone
that,
an influencer.
Yeah.
Someone that influences, by going, for 2019, I'm going to become a major influencer.
For what type of products?
I haven't decided.
That's not the important part.
a very unique approach to this. As you know, most influencers do it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it a little bit different.
Okay.
I'm going to film myself for Betamax. They make Betamax films available.
Let's bring them back.
And the other way I'm going to influence people is by fax machines.
Yeah.
And I'm going to call it Max and Fax 2019. Betamax Fax.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. We had a bad connection.
No. It's crystal clear.
That was just stunned silence from everybody.
I will become an influencer, as I said.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it's going to be yet, but that's my big goal for 2019.
All righty.
Wow.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Oh, I think he's on. He's going to.
You think he's on to something?
Yeah. I mean, with the Betamax and the
facts.
Betamax and facts.
Heavily influence my father.
That's right.
When's the last time you had a Betamax tape or a fax come across?
It's been a while.
I've got no competition.
Truly, it's been a while.
Yeah.
You sending those tapes via Amazon drones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe, you know what? Maybe I'll be an influencer in technology. There you go. Perfect.
There you go.
Betamax and fax.
Betamax and the fax.
Okay.
I like it. So
that's Mark Close, ladies and gentlemen. Closest Corner, 2018 New Year's Eve.
Yes.
You want to wrap it up, Mark, in any way? A special special shout out to end this thing?
You're really sorry that you asked me to do this. Something tells me I'm not going to be on the final show of the year.
You did say at the beginning you're going to ruin some careers.
That's true.
For Mark.
Oh, he's done that to himself.
Take care of the Italian, and we move on from there.
Well, Mark, have fun tonight. And seriously, thank you for calling in and helping us out tonight. And I really do look forward to a fruitful 2019 with you on the Dave Glover Show. And I will do my best to try to be less critical of your crap. That's the best I can give you.
You know what? It's more than I thought it was going to get. I will take it. Happy New Year,
everybody. All right. Bye, Mark. Have a great night. Thanks, man.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. See ya.
So as best as I can tell, he's going to...
On that roller coaster, were you?
He's going to please the fans. He's going to please the fans.
Yes.
By sending faxes...
I should have wrote all that down.
...about all the things that he does for you
basically,
guys.
Basically, he just did everything that he normally does. I'm going to super serve the customers. I'm going to keep inviting people in the studio. Don't sweat the smell stuff.
Be more frugal.
Be more frugal.
Jeez. He's like, I'm just going to keep on being Mark Close and double down on it. That's all...
Hey, it's worked for him so far.
Yeah,
right.
There you go.
Right. A few minutes left in this segment. I did want to. I had Mike come down here, Mike Marfell, come into the studio, and he's been, you know, participating in the show. But we haven't talked fishing. And Perry, feel free to jump in.
Hey, it's a variety show. Talk
anytime,
whatever you want.
Anytime you want to, because I am an avid fisherman. I love to fish. It's my number one hobby. The person that I do the most fishing with is Perry Woods.
Really?
He and I try to get out and fish as much as we possibly can. And Mike, who is a guy who has fished professionally, has won tournaments, won money, going for the... Is still the ultimate goal to get to the Bassmasters tournament? Like, is that still...
It used to be.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Not anymore?
I see how hard those guys work.
Yeah.
I got a real job.
Right.
I want to get my kids through school, buy a house at Lake of the Ozarks, and guide and fish tournaments on the weekends.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
That's beautiful. That's
Table Rock, I haven't decided.
That's
but,
a good goal right there.
Lake of the Ozarks,
those guys
please.
Work their butt off that are on the road.
Yeah.
They really do. Yeah. I mean, people don't understand. You know, they're truck drivers that get a fish on the weekends.
Well, you know, it's kind of like, you know what? It's kind of like with Greg being a comedian, like people see these jobs and they think that it's like, oh my God, all they do is go up on stage and tell jokes. I'm a funny guy.
I can be
do that.
Funny.
Yeah. Or, right. You know, or I fish on yeah. the weekends and I always catch more fish than my buddies. I could, what a life. What an easy job to have.
Yeah, don't see you sitting like in a hotel room spooling 20 reels and not getting much sleep and eating peanut butter and jelly and sleeping right. in your truck. And
I mean, know. There is a way to make big money yeah. fishing, but there's oh, yeah. that, but it's few and far between.
I always liken it to motocross because I used to race motorcycles.
Yeah.
There's 10% at the top getting rich, some guys in the middle making a living, and a bunch of people getting divorced and going broke on a credit card at the bottom.
Wow.
Really? That turnover at the bottom is just Man. Constant.
Right, Man. Right.
Do you, have, do you have like heroes or role models as a fisherman?
Yeah, nationally, you know, yeah. it's hard to rule out like a Kevin Van Dam, a Gerald Swindle, guys like that have done it. Yeah. But locally, the Ozarks is loaded with really, really good fishermen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mark Tucker, who's from Kirkwood, was on the Elite Series for a while. He just won our first tournament, the Web Outdoor Solo thing. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be a nicer dude. And he's a hero.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a friend.
Yeah.
Right.
But he's also a hero.
And you've learned from him?
He's, oh, absolutely. Yeah,
he's pretty generous
yeah,
about
that. Yeah. All these guys are so generous. You wouldn't believe when I won that championship, the amount of guys that... Because I'm the only guy running a 1996 boat. I'm the only guy that needs a new boat. And that's what I ended up ultimately winning.
Awesome.
That's cool.
So those guys were elated for me.
Really?
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
I've just, you know, new fiberglass doesn't catch fish. I've got the latest and greatest equipment. I've got great support with my sponsor, Belvo Sports. They keep that old relic on the water. And I mean... I was stoked when I won it,
sure. Really
but I was cool. the only guy that made that top 12 that day that was going to keep it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know we
honestly.
Had right. We've had Major League Fishing at the Lake of the Ozarks. We've had the big tournaments, but not as much as you know other lakes around the country have. But I have learned from some of my friends that live at the lake now, or you know have parents that have retired down there that have run into some of these producers of these shows or. You know, the support staff for some of these tournaments that they've run into them down at the restaurants and bars at the lake when these big time tournaments come into town. And I think that they are starting to realize the Lake of the Ozarks is truly a great place for tournament fishing. And then obviously for guys like us, recreational fishing, it's a
dynamite fishery.
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
How come, you know, I watch it on TV sometimes and there's always a bunch of sponsors. I've never seen like Red Lobster or Long John Silver's.
You know what? Major League Fishing
be...
is changing that. It's getting some non-endemic stuff. Jack Link's beef jerky, Sig Sauer, the handgun, you know, the gun company.
Nice. Yeah, but the fish, it's a fish place, man.
Well, that's true. Good point.
I'm on the road 200 days
it
out of
might
the year.
Be a little
you know how many times I eat
fishermen?
At Red
Let's
Lobster?
Go Long John Silver's maybe or Captain D's. That
yeah,
might be
go. Captain D's. Yeah. There you go.
So your local fish place, that would probably something up in Grafton. Maybe Rachel could.
There you go.
Fin in or something.
Do you eat the fish?
I do not. I
really?
Mean, I go crappie fishing in the wintertime and I eat the crack. I eat a bunch of crappie.
Yeah.
I love crappie. But bass, no, not, you know, friends got farm ponds that they need to be thinned out. I'll go help them and put them in a skillet.
But
absolutely.
You don't, yeah, okay, good.
But at Lake of the Ozarks, no. They get released at my team partner's dock usually.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All the fish I catch in practice. Oh, they accidentally take a boat ride and get released there. You know,
that's cool.
That's way. I was going to spot it and go, confident there's going to be fish there, but you know.
Now I guess I can stand in for maybe a good number of the listeners in that I'm not very familiar with fishing at all, but I would really like to try. Now what, you know, I don't want to go over to Bass Pro or Cabela's and drop a ton of money to start a hobby that I'm not sure I'm going to have time for.
Right.
But what do you think? Where do you think I should go as a virgin fisherman, as it were?
Well, if you're wanting to bass fish, the best thing you can do is go hire a guide.
Hmm. Yeah.
And see if you get the bug.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
That's honestly, that's a great. That is a really great.
Yeah, and there's
way
a bunch of good ones at Lake of the Ozarks. There's Table Rock, Eric Prey, Mike Webb that runs ours. You know, Skip Sarbar. There's a bunch of great guides down there. Pete Winters, any of those guys.
Oh, cool.
Just go out,
and it's not intimidating.
No,
it's you know they're there
you'll
to
learn
help
more
you.
From them.
Yeah,
I say this all the time because I'm in the shooting sports too. I like to shoot handguns and rifles, but spend a decent amount on the gun,
right,
and then the rest of it on training.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't go buy the best gun until you've been trained.
Right.
You don't need it.
Makes sense.
Same way with motocross. You can't ride that thing out of the box as hard as it'll go, I promise you.
Yeah.
Right.
So you don't need all the extras until you're good enough to need the extras. So to your point, you don't need all that stuff.
You don't need to spend a bunch of money.
Good stuff. And I never would have thought, just as a novice or a layman, I guess, in it, to hire a guide specifically for fishing.
Like, yeah,
I
especially think, for bass fishing.
I don't think people
any
think
fishing, really.
I don't think people think of it that right. way. So that's
I'm
that's
pretty
really
sure
cool.
Perry Woods is the only guide at Spanish Lake. So you know, if you need to hire somebody at Spanish Lake,
there
he's
you go.
Got your yeah, he's got
Spanish
your
freaking
yeah.
lake.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Spanish Lake and Sunfish Lake.
And if you don't know much about bass fishing, like at Lake of the Ozarks, it's as much if you're into athletics, there's as much a skill at skipping a jig and putting it in places that other people can't.
No doubt about it.
I lived in Alton, and I would go down the Alton Marina and set my shallow water anchors down and sit there for hours and skip a jig, make it go through little bitty holes and come out the other side over and over and over, try to learn how to do it backhand, right-handed, left-handed.
Yeah.
Don't get the left-handed thing down yet. But, I mean, that's what won me that tournament, honestly.
Right,
is
that's
just
cool.
Being, yeah. Practice at it. You can't get it without practice.
The science that I've seen and heard on fishing shows is these guys actually know weather patterns. They know the diet of the fish.
Absolutely.
They
habitat.
It's not just throwing that out there.
It's not drowning worms on a setting on a cooler. That's fun too. But bass fishing is a whole different ballgame.
It's amazing.
They're a predator. You got to think like a predator.
Man,
they set in the darkest spots. There's fish at Lake of the Ozarks on big commercial docks that have never been caught. I promise you.
Right. Sure. Sure. Yes.
They set way back up in there and they only come out to do their thing in the springtime.
Right.
And then it's right back up underneath there where it's safe.
Yep.
You won't see them. And the big ones, they'll be out there to get rid of the eggs and get back under there as quick as they can.
Yep.
We've seen 20 and 30 pound carp at nighttime when we were out doing the catfishing with the bell on, going down to check our bait, and you'll see these mouths coming up to the top of the water because they can smell the blood from the baits that we're using to catch the catfish.
Wow.
And it's spooky. It's dinosaur.
That slurping sound.
No doubt.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's
spooky. Aren't there rumors about these giant catfish?
Yeah, like
they're
man-sized catfish.
135 pounds. My brother's an underwater rescue guy, and he can tell you stories. Yeah,
at the lake.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
If you went
dam.
Down the Bagnell Dam, there'd be catfish you couldn't get your arms around.
Yep.
Really?
Really?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's amazing.
Because they can sit at the bottom of the dam and just let food drop to them. They never have
they
to move. Like Jabba the Hutt.
Right. That's right.
Especially like at Bagnell Dam or Locken Dam on the Mississippi there in Alton.
Yep.
Yeah, there's giants.
Oh,
giants.
My gosh. All right, we need to take a break. When we get back, Jake Durden, professional wrestler. We have a professional fisherman in the room, and we're going to have a professional wrestler in the room next. He is going to join us along with Dennis Farrell, host of the Wrestling Perspective podcast. Don't go anywhere. It is the Dave Glover Show New Year's Eve special on FM News Talk 97.1. On guitar, it is the Dave Glover Show New Year's Eve special, FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo in for Dave today. Tomorrow it's we're a best of, correct, Andrew? That's the best way to say it. We are a best of show tomorrow, and then the whole crew is back live in studio on Wednesday. So we will all be back in here. Dave will be back, Rachel, Mark Close, who provided us just a riveting. Just one of the best segments.
Outstanding, man.
I mean, he just really brought it.
Thrilling.
He had the day off and yet still really helped us out joining us in that last segment. So thank you to him, and he'll be back in studio with us as well. Don't forget, we are live on YouTube. You can go to the 97.1 YouTube page, and we are live with the webcams on. You can watch us there right now, and obviously continue to listen through the end of the 6 o'clock hour. We're going to be live until 6, and then we're going to replay Sean O'Brien, who did some stand-up comedy for us at the beginning of the show. We're going to replay his set, and we're also going to replay some of the live music that we had in studio earlier from the Jason Nelson Band. We'll be doing that for you in the 6 o'clock hour, so stick with us as you get ready for whatever you're going to be doing on this New Year's Eve night. I hope you have a good time. I hope you stay safe, and again, thank you for letting us help get your night started. Comedian Greg Warren is in studio with us. Professional fisherman Mike Marfell is here. Perry Woods is here. Gabe Pfeiffer, a.k.a. St. John the Philosopher from the St. John the Philosopher YouTube show, is in studio. And now, joining us in studio, mentioned him a little bit earlier on, Jake Durden, professional wrestler, is in studio with us as well. Jake, thank you so much for your time today. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. And you're very welcome. And from now on, if you'd like, you can just call me the champ.
Yes.
That's a little shorter. Nice.
Yeah. If anybody that's watching on YouTube, and we'll take some pictures and post them on Twitter and Facebook as well, Jake has one of his many championship belts with him. How many titles have you won over your career?
I don't know. I don't know how to count that high. That's too many. I got two right now. I got a third on the way, and I got a fourth that I'm hunting down as well. So this is my year coming up.
All right. Yeah, where can people watch you compete?
Well, hey, you're on there right now. You're on YouTube. Go check me out on YouTube. But here in the St. Louis area, I mean, I'm everywhere, but St. Louis area, come check me out January 11th in Alton, Illinois, St. Louis Anarchy. I'm going to tear up Hoodie Hallett. I owe him one big, brother.
Yeah. I've never liked Hoodie.
No.
I've never liked
Nobody
that guy.
Has. He even yeah. smells bad. I hate that guy.
Yeah, right? I know. I agree totally. I want to bring
a
in
a weak name, too.
Yeah, right. I know. What kind of name is Hoodie?
I'm going to tell him you said that.
Yeah. I got this guy. I roll heavy too.
I want to bring in on the phone right now with us is a guy who's been on this show many times, Dennis Farrell. You may remember him. He was the commissioner of the Dave Glover Show Fantasy Football League. He has a fantasy football podcast and a wrestling podcast, the Wrestling Perspective podcast that I have been lucky enough to be a part of over the years. And Dennis joins us as he is used to these interviews and talking to different wrestlers. So I wanted to get Dennis on the phone, host of the Wrestling Perspective podcast. Dennis, what's going on, man?
One of these things don't belong. You have a pro wrestler, Greg Warren, who's one of my favorite comedians, and then me.
Thank you.
No, you're absolutely welcome here. You, the Wrestling Perspective podcast. Real quick, tell us if people are into professional wrestling. Everybody knows that I am a huge fan of professional wrestling. How can people listen to your podcast, and what do you guys cover?
For all three of you guys that are wrestling fans, Wrestling Perspective is hosted by myself and P.D. Williams, who's an Impact wrestler. It's now a radio show for SB Nation Radio, so it's kind of nice. Syndicated wow. through. I think we're picked up in 100 different radio markets. I don't exactly know which ones. I just do the talking.
That's a humble brag. That's a humble brag.
That's pretty impressive.
I had to do something. Yeah. I mean, you know, you got Durden and Greg. What me?
So, Jake, tell us about the local wrestling scene. If people want to get into, in my opinion, you can watch wrestling on TV, the slick, high production value, and I'm into that stuff, and I think it's cool. But live, independent wrestling shows are some of the most fun events you can go to. Talk about like different places in St. Louis where people can go and watch it, and you know why a gentleman of your stature was so intrigued by becoming a professional wrestler.
I mean, man, how could you not be? And especially, you know, in the St. Louis independent wrestling scene, it's so much more intimate. I mean, it's awesome to watch wrestling on Monday nights, you know what I mean? And it does look perfect, and it looks beautiful there. But when you go to a live independent wrestling event, God, you never know what's going to happen. Don't sit too close. You might have a 235-pounder end up in your lap. You know what I mean? You got to watch out. Maybe your chair's going to get busted. You end up standing there all night. So it's one of those things where you're at a live event where anything in the world could happen. You never know what story you're going to walk home with. How could you possibly pass up that kind of opportunity? It's ridiculous.
That's cool.
Dennis, you got anything you want to ask or say to Jake while we got him in here?
I do. With the boom of wrestling in 2018, which for me has probably been the greatest year in wrestling history with everything from All In to WrestleMania and everything in between. What does St. Louis need to do to get back on the map as far as a mover and a shaker in the area of professional wrestling?
We need to understand how to expose ourselves better. Exposure is the key, and everybody's got these big machines behind them, right? We don't have a big machine behind us, so we need to ourselves become that big machine, and we need to drive our own force. We need to create our own audience and to say, heck with whatever what other people are doing. This is what we're doing. What we're doing is pretty damn great.
Yeah, I got one more before you have to cut me loose. I know you guys are busy.
No, go ahead, Dennis.
A little inside story. I'm at Tony's house drinking his alcohol. He forces me to watch this Ring of Honor show, which apparently he's had DVR'd for like years. And it was one of your matches. I was, you know, privileged to sit there and watch it. He was telling an inside story about how you almost got knocked out in the middle of your match.
Yeah.
My question for you is now, at a Ring of Honor, which is kind of a step up from an independent show, what precautions do they take to make sure you don't leave there with a head injury?
You know, it's hard to say, you know, how things might have changed in the couple years since I wrestled there. You know, the last place I worked and I was contracted for, they did a very good job of making sure they, you know, doctors were checking out and make sure you had to get through some precautions. You know, there that night, that individual night, I wasn't a contracted talent. I was there on one-shot basis, and you know, there wasn't a whole lot, and I'm not downplaying, you know, anything they did with their organization. I didn't really speak up that much, and you know, on behalf of myself, of what was going on that night. But yeah, I was knocked loopy. I remember getting to the back, looking around. It was really dark in the back that night, and I remember thinking, okay, I know for sure I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, but I have zero clue where my bag was. So I just kind of stood there at the curtain, just looking around, not sure where to walk. Where should I walk to? Where should I go? Because I didn't know, you know.
Well,
I didn't know where to go.
You know, the point to that story is, and those stories are great and they're funny and we like to talk about them, but there's some seriousness, you know, behind, you know, the head injuries and things like
absolutely.
That. And how, and it just goes to show, you know, people that are down on professional wrestling are like, well, you know, it's fake or it's scripted or whatever. And it's not, you guys put your bodies on the line as much as or more than any professional sport out there. And it's not the stuff hurts.
Stuff's adding up, man. I've been knocked out. I've been choked out in the ring. I can no longer. I don't smell anything anymore because my nose has been broken too many times.
Really?
I got bone chips in my elbows. Like, there's just definitely things on my body that don't work. That used to work 6 months ago. That used to work 12 months ago. That used to work 2 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's grueling, but at the same time, like, I really can't imagine doing anything else.
Well, so Greg Warren is here, and he's a professional comedian, but his dad was a wrestling coach.
Oh, man.
And
yeah, man.
So I know that you grew up with, you know, your dad and, you know, wrestling, and you wrestled. Could you help? Is there any coaching that you could offer Jake while he's here?
You're going to coach me up?
To help.
You're going to coach up the champ?
Yeah. I've been in the game for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, could you channel your dad?
If I could see some tape on this hoodie, guys, then maybe I could get into the technique. But
well, he's dirty and stinky, so if you got
any
tactics.
Well, I think you're... your inability to smell is going to serve you well.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Close.
Getting close. Most guys aren't willing to do that with him.
I need a manager. I think I think you might be the guy.
I hold a fishing pole like the guy held a tennis racket.
Yeah, there you go. Like that.
Right?
We're going to put together an all-star team here in the corner for you.
Yeah. There you go.
My dad might have... My dad... still watches tapes of me wrestling in
really?
High school and
that's
critiques
awesome.
Them. I'm 50.
That's a good dad right there.
Yeah, I was home for Christmas. He's like, what are you doing in this match? You're just laying there like a dead animal. What was wrong with you? I don't remember, Dad. I quit wrestling 28 years ago. You quit wrestling in the middle of this match. That's when you quit wrestling. I think you got this hoodie guy, man. You guys have gone at it before. You said you owe him a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We fought more than a time or two. He's got a couple. I got a couple.
All right, yeah.
I'm finishing this thing.
Yeah, let's get it done, man.
You've lost to him?
Yeah, one time. He is a very unscrupulous nature.
Yeah.
He brings a lot of folks and a lot of weapons, and he likes to cheat. Oh. And, you know, well, I'm not against that.
If you want to take Mike up on his fishing pole offer. Yeah,
great, man. This guy's never seen a fishing pole before.
No. I know the back streets we're in, dude.
Okay, we got this. We got this on wrap.
Hey, Dennis, some shady boys over there.
Dennis, before we let you go, one more time, plug the podcast, and if you got any last words for Jake, now's your chance.
WrestlingPerspectivePodcast.com. Go there and listen if you're a wrestling fan. And, Jake, I just got one more question. I'll listen off air as I'm a big fan. You know, I kind of live my life as a wrestling fan now outside of the shadows. For a lot of us, we were wrestling fans. The Attitude Era came and went. Then we went back into hiding because wrestling wasn't the coolest thing in the world anymore. What would you tell, like, a business professional guy that still likes wrestling but isn't quite comfortable enough to come out of the wrestling closet? What would you tell him to make him more comfortable to come out to his friends as a wrestling fan?
Man, I don't know if there's one right answer. You got to break into the psyche of each individual person to figure that out, I guess. But I mean, when I break it down, who doesn't love live, dramatic, action, adventure, dramatic, you know, motion picture happening right in front of your face that you can reach out and touch?
Yeah.
Who could you possibly talk to that wouldn't be slightly interested in that and seeing that for a night? And I guarantee you come see me for a night, I'll hook you for life.
Yeah, we got a guy named Mark calling in. He says he knows you, Jake. Let's see what Mark's all about here. Mark, go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Jakey.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you remember the photo guy from SICW?
Yeah, I remember you.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Not too much. How you been?
Doing good. Nick Reidenauer says hi to you also.
Yeah, tell him I said, hey, I miss that guy.
I will, man. You need to give me a call to do some shirts again and stuff, but wanted to say hi and good Happy New Year, and hope everything's been going good. Wish I could see you back over at MMWA, though, but that's all good. Underground's a good company.
Just tell them to meet my price of $100,000 per shot, I will be there.
It's just that easy. Yeah, it's just that easy.
Jim and find out.
Yeah. Make those finances work out.
You know,
bro.
When you start a conversation with Jake Durden with Jakey, you're either lucky you're not in the room, or you really know him well.
Yeah, he's standing next to him.
I was worried he's going to take it out on the fisherman.
I'm getting a little fired up.
Behind you,
just swinging him around like a bat.
All right, we need to take one more break. We'll see if we could get Jake Durden to stick around in studio with us. One more segment to go. Thank you so much for joining us. Not too late to turn on the YouTube and check out Jake Durden's title belt and watch a little bit. Yeah, it is. Watch a little bit of this Dave Glover Show New Year's Eve special on FM News Talk 97.1. The one and only Perry Woods, live bumper music for you on the Dave Glover Show New Year's Eve special. And boy, this is our last live segment. You want to stick around, though, for the next hour from 6 to 7. We are going to replay some of the fun stuff that we did on the show today. Live stand-up comedy by Sean O'Brien. Live music from the Jason Nelson Band. So Dave Glover Show continues until 7 o'clock. You can go to the YouTube channel right now. Just look up FM News Talk 97.1 on YouTube. We still got the webcam on. You can see everybody that is in the studio with us now. Comedian Greg Warren is here. Professional fisherman Mike Marfell is here. Jake Durden, professional wrestler, is here. Of course, Perry Woods. Gabe Pfeiffer, the host of the St. John the Philosopher YouTube show. Andrew, the American Taliban, is here. Also, big thank you to Tim Convey, who spent a bunch of the show with us. Katie Fitzpatrick from the Annie Fry Show spent a lot of the show with us. There's probably other people that I'm for. Oh, Dave Murray, Mark Close. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a half thank you on Mark Close.
Sketchy at best.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. But yeah, I hope I'm not leaving anybody out. It's been
Sean.
Comedian Sean O'Brien. Yeah, mm-hmm. I said we're gonna replay his stand-up bit, which was what a great way
outstanding
to
man.
Kick it off was, the show was, right Greg great. I mean like great. you were it's always interesting to me, like if you watch football with a football player or you watch somebody doing comedy with a comedian,
yeah,
and if you're laughing at which you were
oh it was great
and Sean stuff you know really that funny. He's killing it, you know,
yeah,
like
oh, yeah.
And it's tough, we talked about that earlier, being in a radio studio with only a handful of people and you're used to having that big audience in front of you,
right?
Like how is it gonna go? And Sean killed it.
Thought he nailed it.
Yeah, man. And that was the beginning of the show. So it's like, who knows how this is going to go? It's not gone very well, but we didn't know. We didn't know then. It was going to go bad.
Sure.
So yeah.
I think the best of intentions. Good. All of us.
Thank you.
Nobody tried to do as poorly as we did. Man.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I want to give everybody a chance here before we end the show to do a little promoting. Perry, who's been playing every break as we go in and out. He's been the Dave Glover Show house band tonight.
Nice.
But we have barely had a chance to talk to Perry about anything. Perry's been a part of the St. Louis music scene for as long as I have been in radio. When I started in radio was kind of when Perry was starting playing around town, and I was lucky enough to be the first person to ever put him on the air and do an interview in which he cussed, which had to immediately be taken off the air.
dang it, Perry.
But Perry, tell people how to follow you, Facebook, Twitter, anywhere else, social media, if they want to make sure that they come out and see a Perry Wood show.
If he curses right now, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, right. Hand on the dump. Hand on the dump. Hand on the dump.
That's why they have the delay.
Yeah, that's right.
I am, my music's available on everything, you know, Amazon, Ezune, Rhapsody, SoundCloud, all of those different things.
iTunes.
Currently, I've just been practicing with our new band, Vivid, the Living Color Tribute Band. And so the next big gig will be the 26th, as Jason Nelson said earlier, Saturday the 26th at Blueberry Hill in Del Mar Loop. It'll be the first time you get to see me rocking out with the band in a while. I cannot wait
for that show. It's going to be awesome. And of course, Perry is gracious enough to let us use his original music on the Weekend Report. So my weekend show that I host with Chris Arps here on 97.1 airs from 5 to 7 every Saturday, and all of the bumper music that you hear on that show is Perry Wood's originals. So he's the soundtrack of the Weekend Report as well. So definitely go follow him on Facebook and Twitter and make sure you catch one of those Vivid shows. And next time, Perry's playing out somewhere. Greg, I know you got some shows coming up at the Funny Bone. Tell people how they can follow you.
Yeah, I'll be there the 17th to the 20th of January. It's my 1 week of the year I do something in St. Louis. It's my favorite week in the year.
Nah, that's cool.
And Tim Convey's going to be on the show as well as Sean O'Brien.
That's awesome.
It's tickets are on my website, which is Greg Warren Comedy, or on the Funny Bones website, which is something like St. Louis Funny Bone. I'm
something
guessing.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
Greg Warren
fun.
Comedy. That's the important website.
Yeah, yeah. And then we're doing that week. We added an all ages show on Sunday at 3 p.m.
Yeah, so, and we talked about that earlier. The kids get to get up there and tell some jokes.
Yeah, yeah. It's a regular show, and then we bring them up and interview.
Super cool.
It's fun, man. It's They really
unpredictable,
and some of them are really, really talented.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Gabe Pfeiffer, St. John the Philosopher YouTube show.
Yes, sir. St. John the Philosopher on YouTube. Now, Tony, I'm a little shook though right now though because Jason Nelson triggered me, reminded me of a gang I used to run with back in the day with one of his band names. It was the Retro Nerd, and it was eighth grade. 20 Sided Die were involved. I don't want to talk about it. Okay, so. So my YouTube channel, I grew up and I became a rocket scientist, so that's nice.
Yeah. Hit them all.
So I'm a black conservative Christian rocket scientist You added musician, and obviously I am a nerd, yes. All those things kind of add to a particular perspective I have on religion, culture, and politics, which I comment on in my videos. They're about 10 minutes long. I like to add some pop culture drops and movie clips and things like that to punctuate what I'm talking about. So hopefully it's entertaining. The video's only about 10 minutes, but it's still a deep dive into all of these things that you really only ever get sound bites for. So yeah. Hopefully check that out. St. John the Philosopher on YouTube and at John Flosser on Twitter.
Yep. And Mike Marfell, Fisherman, you've been on all kinds of podcasts, and I know you're doing some work down at the Lake of the Ozarks. Do you have anything, Twitter, anything to plug?
No, I don't. I do have a YouTube. I'm going to start doing a YouTube channel next year.
Nice.
I won that Nitro. Definitely do that.
And
yes.
I'm going to try to promote Nitro Boats.
Tony Colombo, first guest.
Right.
I'm ready.
Hey, I'm down.
Let's go, babe.
I'll be working at the Collinsville Fishing Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know it.
You know Perry wants on it.
Let's go.
Yeah. Leave him out.
Fishing with Tony
that would be
and
awesome.
Greg. And, yeah.
That would be fun.
Perry, let's do this.
I will be working at the Let's Go Fishing Show next weekend, this 4th, 5th, and 6th coming up for Belleville Sports Sales, the Ranger dealer over there. So I'll be over there working. And cool. Hey, if you get the bug, come out and fish with us. Web Outdoors, Solo Elites. It's a 2-day format. You fish by yourself.
Plug some of those sponsors.
Belleville Sports Sales, Lewes, Midwest Motorsports, Rasharity Floor Covering.
There you go.
Yeah.
Still no Red Lobster.
Yeah,
still
Red
no
Lobster.
Red Lobster
is a good idea. See, that's why I need you, Greg. The idea man. The idea
yes,
man.
Yes.
And Jake Durden, professional wrestler in studio. Your next show coming up. We're going after Hoodie.
Yeah,
we're
man.
Going after another title. Hold that belt up for the people watching on YouTube. That's just one of many.
This is one of the two I got. I got two more that I'm working on for this month. So I'm going to have.
Haven't gold you been tag champions by yourself before? Yeah.
Brother, they might as well just give me everybody. The county, the state, I don't
so
care.
Tell people where they can follow you, social media, that good stuff, and yeah. The next time they can watch you compete.
Find me on Facebook, Jake Durden, on YouTube. The channel's at Dirty TV. Check me out on Instagram and Twitter at Jake Durden. January 11th in Alton, I'm going to kill Hoodie, man. Just come out and watch me annihilate that guy.
Hoodie's dead man walking. Third row. I mean, yeah. Right? He's got no chance.
January 26th, if anybody's around the Cape area, Cape Girardeau, come check me out at Cape Championship Wrestling. Hornswoggle is going to be on the show. So
nice.
You get to see the biggest, baddest of them all and the tiniest of them all. But, yeah, come check me out.
That is awesome. All right, guys, thank you so much for being a part of the Dave Glover Show New Year's Eve special. We got another hour coming your way. We're going to replay the Sean O'Brien live comedy. Don't go anywhere for that. Absolutely hilarious. Also live music for the Jason Nelson Band. And we'll go out the same way we came in with live music from the one and only Perry Woods. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we will be back with the entire crew. The whole Dave Glover Show is back together on Wednesday. Happy New Year. Be safe. Have a great night. And thanks for joining us on the Dave Glover Show on FM News Talk 97.1.